I recently bought an iPad Pro 11-inch with the latest M2 processor. One of the questions that I had was whether I could use an iPad as a notebook or desktop computer. One of the recent features that Apple released recently is called Stage Manager. It is Apple's partial solution to true multitasking. Basically, you can take the window of one app that takes up a portion of the screen and have another app next to it. So if you imagine a screen, think of a typical MacBook dock or icons at the bottom. Then on the left side, you see a column of thumbnail previews of the already open apps that you can add to the stage. Why would I even think of using an iPad as a laptop or desktop? For one thing, an iPad Pro is nearly the price of a MacBook Air, which is around $1,000. Also, it has a very capable M2 chip that is more than enough for web browsing, playing some games, and other tasks. But one of the main reasons I wanted to try it is because I have a gaming laptop that is a bit noisy. The fans spin on and off even when I'm web browsing, which can sometimes get on my nerves. An iPad, on the other hand, has no fans and is dead silent. It even loads web pages faster than my laptop, even though my laptop has a ninth generation Intel i7 processor. What did I discover in my journey of using an iPad as a primary computer? Does it even work? If I were to sum it up, I would say kind of. The iPad only has one USB-C port. Normally, you would use that to charge your iPad. But if you want to connect it to an external screen, you will need some kind of adapter. If you just use a straight-up adapter, you won't be able to charge your iPad at the same time. So while it may work with an external monitor, your iPad would eventually run out of power. Because of that, you will need a USB-C hub. Surprisingly, my generic USB-C hub worked. I just had to plug it into the iPad. Then I plugged an HDMI cable into the hub, as well as the charging cable in the hub's USB-C port. The iPad screen immediately displayed on my monitor and was charging my iPad. That was when things started to go downhill. When I tried to play a YouTube video in Safari or tried to play a video in the YouTube app, there was no sound. It seemed to want to output sound through the USB-C hub. However, even though I plugged in speakers using a 3.5 millimeter jack into the hub, there was still no sound. The only way I got sound working was by using a Bluetooth speaker. Even when connecting a Bluetooth speaker, I had to press the icon to cast or play it to the Bluetooth speaker. Only then did sound finally work. I still haven't had luck getting sound working through a variety of USB-C hubs that I have. Something I could have tried was just plugging speakers directly through the single USB-C port directly, but I didn't bother because that would mean I wouldn't be able to connect the external monitor. The second problem I faced was dealing with the window arrangement in general. When connected to an external monitor, you are forced to use Stage Manager. For some strange reason, if you open up a game or even the YouTube app, it just won't let you use it full screen. You have to drag the corner of the window and can only make the window only large enough that the dock on the bottom and the side of the screen is still showing. There's also issues with how the display works between the iPad and the monitor. Usually you can do things on the laptop where you can just drag one screen, drag a window from one to another easily, but in this case you can't. I tried playing Iron Marines, which is a real-time strategy game. When using the mouse, my game would constantly get interrupted because there were many times where I accidentally clicked outside the window, which would pause the game or sometimes mess with the size of a window. This made it annoying to the point where I just couldn't play the game anymore. However, when playing a game like Dead Cells, I don't need to use a mouse since I can use an Xbox wireless controller over Bluetooth. The experience was better on a larger monitor despite the dock and side stage manager icon still showing. The weakest area is file management. While you can still download files, it is still cumbersome to find and move files around. I'd say when you save a file to your iPad, it is generally kind of stuck in the folder where it was downloaded. Then from that point, you have to depend on an app's ability to either share or be able to access the files. So overall, I did have some luck using the iPad as some sort of laptop experience. While you can do very simple things like web browsing, accessing your apps, typing some notes, or just wanting to view your apps on a larger screen, the downside is you will quickly run into issues when you try to use the iPad in a way that wasn't meant for a mouse and keyboard or just file management in general. Also, for something like web browsing, you can't use things like Chrome plugins. In order for the iPad to become a more capable laptop, iPad OS will need to be overhauled in order to have better window management and be able to do some things that you can do in Mac OS. In addition, there needs to be better driver support for external devices or be able to install drivers separately. iPad OS, for the most part, is limiting the hardware capabilities of the iPad. I saw an article the other day that there were rumors that Apple is working on some kind of Mac OS Lite version for the iPad, but time will tell if that even happens. But for now, using an iPad as a laptop is very clunky at the moment. It's nice knowing that it is somewhat capable, but at the same time, I wouldn't use it like a laptop long term. At best, you're better off just using the iPad with some Bluetooth keyboard.